Falling in love with someone is a very magical experience if you don't know how to do it yourself. So what I'm going to go over now, what I went over in the last chapter is how to tell the difference between love and being in love and creating love or loving someone. And now I'm going to teach you how to create that love, not being in love, but how to create that emotional attraction. But I have to have a disclaimer for you. If you would like for love to stay magical for you where you don't know how to do it, or it's just kind of like something that happens to you, then you should skip this chapter and move on to the next one, because I'm going to outline exactly why it happens and how to create it on your own. And if you would like, and seriously, I'm not messing with you. If you would seriously like to, for it to still be magical, then just skip over this chapter and move on to the next one. You want to know how to create love so that when you find the right person, you'll be able to make that connection no matter what happens. Now, a lot of people, especially a lot of guys who get into this in the beginning, don't think about this, and they learn how to create love, and then all of a sudden they're very disappointed with how simple it is and how the system actually creates the love, and it's not really necessarily you doing much or how special you are or anything. It's just a matter of following simple steps that we naturally do whenever we like somebody. Now, once you break it down, it's not so interesting anymore, but you do have control over it, and you will be able to create it whenever you want to. But women are looking for a man, ultimately, who can create love for them. If you don't know how to, then you will accidentally be needy, and you'll force rapport too early, and you'll try to get onto a rapport topic and make that connection too fast, and that will kill the attraction, the chances that you have in order to build a love. And you'll also be afraid to leave your rapport topic because you cannot control the rapport. So if you're building rapport on some specific topic, you won't be able to let the conversation flow naturally, and because you'll be so afraid that, you know, you'll get off the topic and you won't be able to actually make the connection. I see this happen a lot, and it is unfortunate that a lot of guys don't know about it. So what you want to do is you want to create this strong emotional transfer. You want to make a direct emotional transfer from yourself to them. Again, in the system, I explained a little bit about how you need to become vulnerable during this moment. And you also do not want to banter and be lighthearted. This is a very serious stage. If you fake this stage, the only one you're going to screw up is yourself. Every time if you ever try to fake this stage, it will always come back to bite you in the ass. If you want to be a complete badass, you cannot fake this stage. You have to understand how to control and draw out your own natural rapport. But luckily, there is a rapport formula that you can pretty much follow that I'll outline roughly now. And if you use this rapport formula, if you don't know how to naturally build rapport, or you want to be absolutely sure that you are making an emotional connection and that's coming across correctly, then you can use this formula to make sure that it happens. So it starts out, let's say you're in light rapport already. Again, before we talked about light rapport, wide rapport, deep rapport, and release in the system chapter. But let's talk about just light rapport for a second. Light rapport is when you ask a question. Let's say the question that you ask is, what did you do before you came here today? Which is my go-to kind of example question. And they begin to answer you with all these different things. They went to the store to get some eggs. They came back. They fed their dog. They had a really great breakfast. They went for a walk. They didn't have work today, so they just went to the park and read a book on, dietary supplements. And then they came back, took a shower, got dressed, and came to wherever you are now. So that was their thing. They listed off a bunch of things that seem like, you know, normal conversation topics, but they're not really normal conversation topics. There are different points that you can jump off of to create rapport. So let's say that that you take one of those rapport topics, and we'll go into which one you want to take a little bit later on this chapter. And let's say that you use the deep rapport formula to create this sort of connection, right? The deep rapport formula states that whenever you figure out what you want to build rapport on, if you follow these instructions and you plug in yourself and be real about this connection, about this process, then you will create love in a relationship. If you don't do it, it's kind of up in the air. But it's always good to have this and know how to do it just in case you kind of get stuck and you don't know what to do to push it forward. So it starts out with the first step, which is called acceptance. And basically what you do is you announce that you accept what they've just said. One really simple way to do that is to go, oh, yeah, cool, or anything like that. And you kind of have a short phrase. Oh, that's really awesome, or that sounds amazing, or anything, or doesn't matter, just a response to let them know that you just heard them talking. If you just jump straight into the deep rapport formula or trying to build rapport and telling your story before you acknowledge them, it'll seem like you're just waiting for your turn to talk, which will automatically throw up red flags, which will automatically turn them away trust-wise. So once that acceptance has been solidified, you move on to the second stage. And usually you want to start out by using a very common trigger. You have a very common trigger phrase that forces you as a person, as a man, to begin to speak from a more powerful rapport perspective. Most guys speak from what's called the you perspective. That's when they use examples like, well, you know when you go to the store and you look at the pasta and you really love the pasta. And so you get pasta and then you go home and you can't wait to cook the pasta and you're so excited to cook pasta. You know what that's like? That's what a lot of guys do. And the reason why they do that is because if you use the word you instead of I, then it forces them to open up first, to agree to be vulnerable first. And it allows you to kind of sit back and see if they will accept you before you make yourself vulnerable. That doesn't work. Unfortunately, whenever you use the you perspective, you're asking someone else to put down their shield before you put down yours. During this process, you're going to have to put down your shield first before they put down theirs. That's just how it is. If you don't like it, I don't care. If you want to be a badass with women, you're going to have to understand there are some rules that you cannot break, and this is one of them. So you start out with, I don't know how it is for you, but for me, and then you go into the story in the second stage. I don't know how it is for you, but for me, and then we go on to the next one. This way, you're forced to speak from what's called the I perspective. The I perspective, an example of that would be whenever I go to the store and I see the pasta, I'm sometimes so excited to get pasta. I get the pasta and I go home and I'm just so happy that I get to eat this pasta now. Now, that is a much stronger rapport-based conversation, a rapport-based story, than if I were to say, you know, whenever you go into the store and you get pasta. Whenever you use the you perspective, what will happen is people will automatically tune out or start to ask themselves, is that true about me? Do I really feel excited about pasta? And in order to make the emotional connection, you can't have those constant objections coming up in the conversation, even if they're subconscious objections. So what you want to do is you want to make it so that as long as you are stating how you feel about something, there's no way that anyone can argue with you about it. It's just how you feel. So instead of constantly asking themselves, well, is that true? Is that true? They're just going to accept it and be in the moment, which is crucial if you want to build rapport. They have to be in the moment and accepting what you're saying. So moving on, you say, I don't know how it is for you, but for me, the next thing you want to do is you want to say, whenever I blank, I feel blank. Now, it's important that whatever it is that you say here, it's whatever the topic is, let's say that you chose to talk about going to the store. Actually, you chose to talk about going to the store to get eggs. Let's just say that. I know there's a lot of store stuff here. But let's say you're talking about going to the store to get eggs. If you want to build rapport on this concept, on this topic, you will start out by saying, oh, that's really awesome. Then you'll go, I don't know how it is for you, but for me, whenever I go to the store and I want to buy something like eggs, especially eggs, I get the feeling like I'm kind of on a mini excursion sometimes. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be there, I'm going to find the eggs, or if I'm going to be end up buying something completely different, or if whenever I leave the line that, you know, I might drop the eggs. For some reason, I feel like it's kind of a little miniature adventure for me, and it's really exciting. So notice two things. One is that I didn't say, whenever I go to the store to buy eggs, I feel happy. Keep away from making a major pitfall a lot of guys make, and that is using emotional expressive words like happy, sad, angry, tired, things like this. The reason why is because they don't actually have any meaning to us. You may as well be saying nothing at all. So the point is that whenever you get into an interaction with someone, if you really want to build that emotional association, you can't use emotional words because people just tune those out. A lot of guys make this massive, massive mistake when they're building rapport. They think that saying, oh, I love that, and saying, oh, I love that too. Oh, good. You know, you got a commonality. That's rapport. That is not rapport. That is weak, 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 weak rapport. It isn't even real. It's not going to do anything. It doesn't transfer any kind of emotion. Because we don't think or process emotions in in the terms of happy, sad, tired, angry, depressed. We don't process emotions like that. That's only how we describe them when we communicate about our emotions. Instead, the emotion is linked and anchored to an event, not to the word. So the word happiness really doesn't mean anything for you. What really means something is what events make you feel that emotion. So you're going to have to actually describe the event that makes you feel that emotion and not the emotion itself. So the next step is you're going to have to get some sort of confirmation that she is still with you on this. So the next step is called confirmation number one. So confirmation one, you're going to, you know, basically looking for a head nod or a yes. If she's already nodding her head yes and she's there with you and she's letting you know that she's following you, then you don't have to get this confirmation. But something as simple as, do you know what I mean? Like that quotation, do you know what I mean? If you pause and you let her kind of answer, she will answer it. If she does know what you mean, then she'll be with you. It just kind of really means, hey, are you following me so far? So then, after that, this is the part that actually creates the rapport. Now you're going to take this concept, and a really good go-to rapport topic is anything that kind of happened to you when you were a little kid. The reason why is because we all start to imagine and associate the emotions that we are imagining that we have whenever we're a little kid, and we hear stories about someone else being a little kid. So it automatically makes us feel closer to other people. So you're going to take whatever it is that you are talking about. In this case, we're talking about going on an excursion, going to buy eggs, and we're going to relate that to whenever we were little kids. So I would say, you know, and it reminds me sometimes, or in some kind of a way, it reminds me of whenever I was a little boy and I used to wake up and like pretend that I was a ninja, and I would go hiding behind trees in my neighborhood and watching people drive by or climb a tree and like throw a stick next to somebody so they'd look around and see who it was. And for me, that was just a really freeing experience. I mean, I was able to run around, and I'm sure everyone saw me, but you know, I didn't know any better. I'm a little kid, so I felt like I was invisible, and I would make little noises, like whoosh noises, and it was just such a fun time. And that's kind of like the same excursion that I would go on whenever I go to the store. So now what I did is I made this connection between the topic that we're talking about here and when I was a little kid. Now if I take that now, and the final step, if I really want to drive it home, is to link that connection. But before we do that, first, you need another confirmation. So this is confirmation number two. There are ultimately three confirmations during this process. So you're going to ask again. If she's nodding, then you don't have to ask this question. But if she's not nodding or giving you any kind of indicator that she's following you, you need to ask again, does that make any sense? And she'll go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or she'll go, no. If she says no, then you go, okay, well, you have to build another rapport topic and drop this one usually, because it means she's just not following you. And when she's not following you in a rapport topic, it means she's not with you transferring that emotion, and everything you've done so far hasn't worked. So you're going to have to start over. So it's important that you get that confirmation. So then you're going to try to take that second point and link it to now. The way you do that is in the form of a lesson. Now, while you're saying this, you may not actually have a lesson that transferred over that you were aware of whenever you were a little kid. But as you're saying this, you're going to realize that there is some kind of a lesson in whatever you experienced when you were younger, related to what you experience now. So in essence, you're going to be learning the lesson as you say it. So again, this is a formula. You can steer away from this if you want to. You can add it in your own words if you want to. But this is the formula that if you follow, it works. And I know it works because I've taught it to lots of people and they've tried it out. And it's not just, it's plug and play for you, and it allows you to still be yourself and real. But make sure that you've built that rapport. You know, you don't have to use this formula to build rapport naturally. But if you're a little afraid, you just want to make sure that you did it. You can do this once just to make sure. So then you're going to go into the next step, which is the "and ever since then" step. And "ever since then" is going to be the beginning of this sentence. And ever since then, when I was a little kid and I used to pretend like I was a ninja, every time I get to go on an adventure, like go to the store to get eggs, it always kind of makes me feel a little bit like I've grown up a little, you know, like I've just... I'm still that same little kid, but I'm just able to still experience that beautiful role play, really. And now I'm able to take that into my everyday life. So it's a really phenomenal thing, and I've learned a lot from it every single time I feel like a little boy. So in connecting that old experience to your new experience now, and allowing allowing to her to see that sort of change in you from when you were younger to how you are now allows her to feel like she was kind of a part of that process with you. Especially if you just realize that that's something that you learned in the moment that you're explaining it, because you're going to go through that process of really making that association for the first time right in front of her, and that'll allow her to really feel like she understands you a lot better. Again, it's so crucial that you do not lie during the stage, because whatever she is attracted to and makes a connection with, she makes a connection with you here, and it's really you and a real connection, then she will really be have a lot of love for you if you lie in this stage, which is completely counterproductive and stupid. Because why would you lie when you could just tell the truth and it would be just as good? But if you don't, then what will happen is you will end up having her create love or make this a loving connection with someone who doesn't really exist, someone that you made up. And of course, that's not going to be good. So that doesn't help you out whatsoever. And that's the deep rapport formula. The final thing that you have to do is get what's called an ultimate confirmation. And the way that you do that is you basically, when you finish it, you are going to give this phrase, if possible, if not something very, very similar to this, but this one, again, I've tested so that it works as much as possible. And that is, does that make any kind of sense to you at all? So does that make any sense to you whatsoever? And so it's such an open question. If it made any sense to her whatsoever, she's going to say yes. If she says yes, then that's the end of the rapport. If she says no, then you have not built rapport. So really what you're asking her is, did you get that emotional transfer? And if she says yes, that means she got it, and you should see a noticeable difference in the way she's acting. You'll also feel different. The interesting thing about rapport is that it's a two-way street, and you can't stop from feeling something beautiful for her at the same time. It's important that you know that, because if you do this, you are going to start to love someone else more. It doesn't mean that you're in love with them, though. It does mean, though, that you're going to have strong feelings, and she's going to be more than just a random girl that you've met. And I think it's necessary that you do this with all the girls that you're dating. Maybe not necessarily with the exact formula, but at least you go through the process of building that deep rapport and talking about things that you know that happened to you when you were a kid, or that you used to do, or the experiences that you go through whenever you feel emotion. Those are the things that you want to express. So what do you need? In order to actually get into rapport, though, you're going to have to change a few things around. This is the one area in the map of interaction where logistics begin to be a really big issue. A seduction can have a lot of logistical issues too, but rapport is where it all begins. The first thing you need to do most likely is be one-on-one with her. If you're in a big group of people and you need to take her away, then you have to just take her away to somewhere else and go, let's go over here. Now, the reason why is because she may trust you completely, but if you try to have her open up in a social situation where there are lots of people around who are listening, especially people who are listening that are her friends, if she doesn't trust completely every single person in that group, then you're not going to be able to go in rapport with her, because she won't want to be vulnerable in front of some people that she doesn't trust. So it's important that you bring her into a one-on-one situation. It doesn't have to be, wait to go on a date with her or anything. It just means that you have to be one-on-one with her, relatively speaking, away from a crowd, maybe in a spot that's not so hard to hear, because now the content actually matters. Again, don't forget that you're doing this right after you've qualified her. As soon as you get that qualification, you're going to move on to the next phase, which is rapport here, and you're going to go through this process. Again, you got to make sure that you are leaning in, that she's leaning in during this process. Normally, you never want to lean in during the stage of attraction, but this is this phase of rapport, and you want to make sure that you are leaning in here and make sure she's leaning in back. Make sure you access your emotions with your eyes as well. If you cannot draw out an emotion about something, if you don't really know how it feels, try looking down and thinking about it. Now, again, you're leading your body and your mind will follow in the situation. So if you look down and you think about it, that means that you will get that emotional association that's involved with whatever thought process you're having, and you'll be able to access that immediately. You're also going to want to have as solid eye contact besides when you're looking down. You want to have as solid eye contact as possible. What this does is it helps with a direct flow of emotion. We get a lot of emotion in the eyes, and if you're constantly looking away in different directions, she's not going to get all of that emotion from you. And lastly, you want to take note of the three different types of rapport that you can actually make with someone. And you have to choose the proper one at the proper time. So depending on what kind of rapport topic you choose, that'll actually decide, rather, how she's associated with you. So the three different types of report topics are eager report topics, negative report topics, and unexpected report topics. An eager report topic is something that she says during wide report when she's telling you, for example, what she did that day. If she says anything that has a massive amount of emotion involved, then that's what's called an eager report topic. An eager report topic is a topic that she wants you to talk about. It's kind of like letting the bait go out there so a lot of guys will grab it and build rapport with them. Now, two types of girls use eager report topics. Some girls use it who are needy and really want to make a connection, and some girls use it to test you to see if you're trying to make that connection quickly, if you're not really enjoying the information, enjoying her company, if you're trying to get her in bed. So you can never take an eager report topic early. If she says, I had the most amazing, amazing meal, and then I went to work, and then I blah, 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 blah. You never go for the most amazing, amazing meal to talk about in the beginning. A negative report topic is whenever she tells you something bad that happened that day, or just basically says something that's negative. Now, if you choose to build rapport on a negative report topic, two things happen. One is she has a negative association with you. So now every time you have that connection with her, she's going to think about this negative thing plus you. But on top of that, she's going to feel like she has to tell you a bunch of negative things around you in order to continue this rapport. And she'll know that she got accepted for saying something negative, and so she'll keep on doing it because it furthers the rapport in her mind. Now, that's why it's crucial. If you've ever gotten all your problems, like someone's problems dumped onto you, if you're talking to them and you have somebody in your life that just keeps dumping their problems on you over and over and over again, like being super negative and just complaining to you all the time, the reason why is because you built this negative rapport. Refuse to build rapport on negative topics. Just refuse. And the final is called unexpected rapport. There actually is another one that's very rare called forced rapport. Forced rapport is the idea that someone gives you a topic that you have to talk about. For example, she's like, well, today, you know, my grandmother passed away. You can't just go, well, I'm not going to talk about that. You have to actually say something about, oh, I'm really sorry. You know, and at that point, you can actually move on once you've talked about that, just for a split second. But you don't want to build a rapport on that negative topic anyway, but you do have to recognize it. But the final and most important is called unexpected rapport. Unexpected rapport are the things that she says that she doesn't expect you to build any kind of connection with. Like, oh, and then I went to work, and then I came home and I had to blah, blah, blah. I had an amazing time watching a television show. So you would, you know, the best thing to go for is the unexpected rapport topic. The, oh, I went to work. That little tiny thing is what you want to build a rapport on. The first thing you want to build a rapport on. After that, you can go to eager topics. You can go to anything else. But you really want to steer away from negative rapport topics, at least unless you have 10 positive rapport topics already built for every one negative. If you do that, you can be pretty safe that she's not building negative rapport with you and she's not going to have that negative association. We're very smart, though. We're very simple. We also, you know, whenever we build a rapport and we get accepted for rapport on something, we know to keep supplying that one topic, and we know that that's going to be a safe bet and safe thing to do. So if you accept someone for being negative in the beginning, it will force them and frame them to keep on giving you negative rapport topics. So make sure that you keep all of these things, that you're aware of all these different topics here, all these different points to creating love, and you will be able to create this magic for anyone you want. Especially using the deep rapport formula, you will be able to go through the entire process. There'll be a lot more about this in the members area. There is a lot more about this in the members area. And make sure that you check it out. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. And everyone will get back to you. The entire badass team will get back to you. So try these out. Post what you think. Have a good time. Don't misuse this, though. I know I tell you that everyone pretty much does. So once you misuse it, please understand the repercussions of your actions, and try to, you know, not involve anyone in a negative way during this process. Build rapport with the people that you care about, and build rapport for real. And as long as you do that, you'll be able to control love and create this intense, deep emotional connection with anyone you want.